Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. It's so good to hear Eureka Broadcasting Companies and other business advertisers saying, "Have a Merry Christmas" instead of "Happy Holidays." I hope those who are celebrating otherwise named celebrations will say to themselves, "Happy Hanukkah," or whatever they are celebrating. After all, it's been Christmas for 1,800 or so years. While we are on the subject of Christmas, be sure to watch the Truckers Parade, sponsored in part by Eureka Broadcasting, this Saturday evening, December 12th. Our local truckers and civic units, such as the fire departments, do a wonderful job of decorating those rigs, small, medium, and large, and extra large. The parade starts at Redwood Acres, goes west on Harris, north on I Street to 7th, east on 7th to Myrtle Avenue, and back to Redwood Acres. It passes a half a block from my house, so I just hop on my electric wheelchair and tootle over. Thanks, Eureka Broadcasting and other sponsors, and most of all, the truckers. The recent tragic murders of innocent people by killers armed with automatic weapons has spurred the usual cries about banning semi-automatic weapons. Many people, mostly hunters, but other kinds of shooters as well, have semi-automatic weapons. I've talked about this before, but I'm going to talk about it again briefly. I have a .22 caliber rifle that my dad bought me in the late 40s. It's a semi-automatic rifle with a 18-count magazine. And for those of you not familiar with shooting terms, the magazine is what holds the bullets waiting to be fired. The magazine on this .22 rifle is a tube running close to the length of the barrel, not a long curved magazine that curves slightly forward that makes the military style look so mean. These killers acquired these automatic rifles illegally, as they are illegal just about everywhere. Banning semi-automatic weapons would put many hunters out of the picture, because many of us have semi-automatic weapons. Semi-automatic simply means you have to pull the trigger for each shot, as opposed to working the bolt or lever or cocking the gun or just holding down the trigger until all the ammunition is exhausted. Don't let these worrywarts fool you. Banning semi-automatic weapons will not cure anything. I have to say goodbye to another dear friend, Rosie Pitlock. Rosie has been a dear friend for many years. She fought a serious case of leukemia and lost. Condolences to Rosie's daughter, Susie, son Mark, and his wife, Star, and their two children. Monday was Pearl Harbor Day. My daughter, Terry, and her husband, Jim, were in Hawaii last week and visited the Arizona Memorial. It was very touching. And as John Sapper said Monday in so many words, we cannot afford to not be alert and aware of what's going on in the world around us. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.